It's August 17th, 2026, and today the story is global shipping costs jumping back into the spotlight, just as inflation fears start to ease their grip on markets. Let's do the big picture first. What's actually moving today, Dev?
A few things. The inflation story that's been rattling markets for weeks. The worry that rising prices would force the Fed to keep interest rates high. That's losing momentum right now.
So the market is breathing a little easier on rates?
It looks that way. That hot CPI narrative we've been tracking has been cooling off, which is generally good news for stocks and bonds.
And on the company side, pharma is having a moment.
Merck is front and center. Their profit margins came in strong for the second quarter, and that's one of the more closely watched stories in the market right now.
Plus, we've got a leadership shakeup at Deere, the big farm and construction equipment company.
Right. A management change confirmed earlier this week. Markets are watching what direction the new team takes, but the read is pretty neutral for now.
Okay, let's go deep on today's biggest story. Dev, what's the one thing people need to understand this morning?
Shipping costs, specifically freight rates, what companies pay to move goods around the world on container ships, those are climbing again, and analysts are upgrading their outlook for the industry.
And Maersk is the name here, the giant Danish shipping company.
Exactly. Maersk is basically a bellwether for global trade. When their rates go up and analysts start raising their estimates, it tells you something about how busy world trade is.
Why should a regular investor care about container ships?
Because shipping costs eventually show up in the price of almost everything. Electronics, clothes, furniture. Higher freight rates can mean higher prices down the line, which loops right back to that inflation conversation.
So it's not just a niche industry story.
Not at all. It's also a read on how confident companies are about demand. If businesses are booking more shipping, they expect people to keep buying things.
And this story gained traction fast, going from a whisper to confirmed.
It did. It's now one of the strongest tracked stories on the platform this week, which tells you the market is paying real attention.
All right, what's heating up and what's cooling off right now?
Gaining steam, the Maersk freight rate story is the clearest one. Also picking up early interest, margins at American Electric Power, and some pressure on margins at Lind and Riot Platforms.
And cooling off?
The hot inflation story, the fear that CPI would derail Fed rate cuts, that's losing traction. It's been a dominant worry for weeks, but the market seems to be moving on, at least for today.
Let's steelman the other side. Dev, if someone's skeptical about this shipping boom, what's the argument?
The counterargument is simple. Freight rates have spiked before and faded fast. We saw massive spikes in 2021 and 2022 that eventually collapsed. This could be another short-lived surge.
But the analyst upgrades suggest this one has more legs, right?
That's the bull case. But analysts have been wrong on shipping before. And if those rate hikes do feed into inflation data, you know, that cooling off story on rates could reverse pretty quickly.
What should we be watching heading into tomorrow?
Keep an eye on the Merck margin story. It's well established now, but any new commentary from the company could move it. Also, watch AbbVie, where insiders have been buying stock, which sometimes signals confidence from people closest to the business.
And the data center space, that split between data center real estate and healthcare real estate, is one to follow.
Exactly. AI-driven demand for power in data centers is pulling those two sectors apart, and that divergence is only growing.
That's your Narratic Daily for August 17th. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the market throws at us. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice. And nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.